Chapter 4. Drake. I read Drake's 7 words to me again and again. I love Drake, and now he has written me this message. He can't stop thinking about me, and I can't stop thinking about him. I can hardly write my reply because I'm excited to tell him that he made me remember. I manage to write a reply and send it. Then I go back to bed and dream of Drake in his strange new home. I imagine him in a snowy place with houses made from ice. I think about what I could send him. Perhaps I will send him some things from Penzance. I will go to the beach and find a second black stone and send him that. The next day, I wake up late. The sun comes through my curtains and onto my bed. It is 10:45 in the morning. I feel very confused, and I begin to panic. I read my hand and the notebook beside my bed. I am Flora. I am 17. I was ill when I was 10, and I have anterograde amnesia. I kissed Drake on the beach, and now Paige hates me. I am at home on my own. Last night, Drake wrote to me, Flora, I can't stop thinking about you. I go downstairs and look at the computer. I read the reply that I wrote to Drake at 3 in the morning. It is much longer than his message to me. It says, Dear Drake, I am so happy to hear from you. I can't stop thinking of you either. And this is the amazing thing. I can remember it. I can remember talking to you on the beach. I can remember kissing you. Every memory I have usually goes out of my head, but the memory of our kiss is still there. Paige doesn't want to be my friend now because she knows about the kiss. I am sad about that, but I can understand. My parents have gone to France because my brother Jacob, who lives there, is ill. Now I'm at home on my own until Saturday. That's why I'm on the computer in the middle of the night. How is Svalbard? Flora. Drake hasn't replied to my message yet, which I sent 9 hours ago. He has probably seen it by now and hasn't answered. I make some coffee and toast, then I take them to the computer and stare at the screen. I wait for a reply from Drake. He is the only person in the world now. Perhaps after his course in Svalbard, he could come back to Penzance. Or we could live in another place together. We could get married. We could look after each other. Drake has made me remember. I am going to be normal because of him. I have to spend my life with him because he makes my memory better. The house phone rings. And when I pick it up, I hear, I'm just checking that you're alive. Paige, I say, but she has gone. I lie down on the sofa and watch television. Just as I start to fall asleep, the computer makes a noise. I am at the screen in seconds. Drake has replied. Flora, seriously, you remember? That's crazy and amazing. Have you spoken to a doctor? Maybe your memory is returning. Are you okay on your own? I hope your brother will be okay. I'm thinking of you all the time and I cannot even see you. Take care of yourself. Remember to eat and keep remembering. Drake. I read it again and again. Drake really likes me. I close my eyes and think about that. A 19-year-old boy is thinking about me all the time. I'm not a child anymore. The house changes. It is no longer empty and silent. Everything in it suddenly looks brighter and more beautiful. Drake and I send messages to each other day and night. My words appear on Drake's computer in the snowy place, and as soon as he can, he answers them. I would give anything, I tell him, for the chance to kiss you again and to have you here with me, where I am, right now. I would give anything, he replies, to wake up beside you. My parents text sometimes and tell me that they're fine, but that Jacob is very ill and that it is a difficult time for everyone. I reply, telling them not to worry about me. They ask about Paige, but my notes tell me that she hates me now. I tell them that Paige has lost her phone, and I send Mum messages from Paige pretending to be her. My memory is not better, but I can still remember the kiss. I must keep that memory. I wake up late again the next day with the words, I kissed Drake, in my head. I kissed Drake days ago now, but that memory is still there. It must be because I love him. It could also be because of the stone he gave me on the beach. I need to ask a doctor. Perhaps my brain is healing. I will try to find a doctor and ask them. I write down a note about that. I go downstairs and read my post-it notes on the kitchen wall. Then I read the emails Drake has sent to me. As I look at them, a new one arrives. Sorry, Flora. I have to go out of town to the satellite station. It's up on a mountain, so I won't have any internet. Your parents will be coming home soon anyway, so you should get ready for them. I'll email tomorrow. Okay, I reply. You be careful. I love you. I check the food in the fridge to work out what day it is. My meals for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are still there. But I know that does not mean that it's Monday. I pick up the house phone and call a number from a business card on the fridge.
Hello,
says a man's voice. Pete's Taxis. Hi, I say. What day is it?
Today, he says. It's Friday, love. Would you like a taxi?
No, thanks. Bye, I say. I put the phone down. My parents are coming home tomorrow. I run a bath and write Drake with my finger on the bathroom mirror. Then I write Flora and Be Brave. I put a heart around the whole thing. After my bath, I clean the house. Then I decide to go out and buy some bread. The air feels strange on my face. I don't think that I've been outside for a long time. It is a warm day, so I go out in a thin dress. I walk up the road, past a big office building to Chapel Street, where there is a small supermarket. I think of Drake in his cold, snowy place. I have a boy, hundreds of miles away, who loves me. He replies to my messages. His kiss made me remember. I want to go to the Arctic to find him. I look down at my hand. Flora, be brave, it says. I buy some bread and a packet of biscuits. I get milk too. I don't think we need any, but buying milk feels like something that normal people do. When I smile at people, they smile back. I feel happy and decide to walk through town. I am enjoying feeling the sun on my face. I walk through Penzance, looking in shop windows. I look down at myself. I am 17, but I am wearing a little girl's dress. I look like I did when I was 10, only bigger. I go into a clothes shop and see a huge fur coat, which I put on over my little girl's dress. It's too big, but it's like wearing a thick blanket. I look like a woman who is ready for adventure. I look like a woman with a boyfriend. It's a great coat, Flora, says the woman in the shop. How does she know my name?
I look at her. She has a round face and short dark hair, and I don't recognize her at all. I hate not knowing my own past. I hate that she knows me, but I don't know her. I buy the fur coat and leave quickly.